I've been here since last week, and I think it's going really well. I think, you know, you can see the energy of the coach is transmitted through the coaching staff and into the players. And I think, you know, that's exactly what we had hoped for and exactly what we're seeing. I think he surrounded himself with a coaching staff that reflects his personality and the kind of schemes he wants to run offensively and defensively, and the players are responding well to it. So it's pretty intense, and you just get ready for some really loud music, non-stop loud music.
Where are you all at with Julio's negotiations?
Well, we're in the middle of those discussions, and we expect Julio to be a lifer for the Falcons. And so we're moving forward, and have every reason to be positive and be enthusiastic about it.
Is there a timetable on that, or just whatever?
We're moving as quickly as we can. You know, the player has been fabulous. I mean, he came in camp in great shape and working all out, and there's no hesitation or questioning on his part. And we're working with a very professional agent who understands the business and actually handled the last two wide receiver contracts, which helps a good bit.
Two receivers received five-year, $70 million deals that included $40 million guaranteed.
Yeah.
Is that a fair price for a receiver?
Well,
$15 million
I think whatever the market is, and we look at Julio as certainly being in that class, and the specifics, his length of contract and where he is in his contract term is different than those players were, so all of that needs to be built into the new deal that's done. But, you know, we view him as one of the top receivers in the NFL, and I think that most people do as well.
How much does it weigh on you as an owner when a guy comes out and says, hey, I'm not worried about this, I'm worried about helping out my team, the contract will take care of itself, I'm not going to hold out?
Yeah.
Doing all the things professionally.
Yeah, it doesn't weigh on me at all. I mean, actually, that's exactly what I would anticipate from Julio, because that's the kind of person he is, and he is represented by an agent who we have a good relationship with and had a lot of experience with. So, you know, this is a business transaction, a business deal that we have to get through, and there's always a bit of a dance when you go through this kind of situation, but we're dealing in good faith, and as I said earlier, we expect Julio to be here for his entire career, and I think the agent does as well, and the player does as well.
Last question on that subject.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever been concerned at all about the foot that he injured a couple years ago?
Not really. I mean, I think we've gotten the best medical advice really in the world, and he's followed their program last year, to a T. This year he's been able to do more during the off season, and I think that reflects in the way he looks at camp and the way he's working.
The dynamic of the front office has changed. How do you feel that's going so far?
With Thomas and Scott?
I
think it's going great. I mean, they have a wonderful partnership. They've had from the first time, the first interview we did with them, they hit it off, and the connection was there. And that's just built further during the off season through free agency and the draft. So I'm excited about where they are. I'm excited about where the team is.
Where do you stand with Rich McKay's situation?
Well, we've had some discussions with the league, and Rich is scheduled to go up there in a few weeks to meet with the commissioner and others. And Rich certainly has my support. He was a very valued member of the committee for 21, almost 22 years, and actually was mentioned last night by Bill Polian, who was an inductee in the Hall of Fame as being somebody that was important that he worked with for a number of years. So I'm very optimistic that something will be worked out with Rich on that.
And the organization has essentially moved past the crowd noise thing. I mean,
that's
the rearview mirror, so to speak.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I think we've dealt with it. It was an unfortunate set of circumstances, one of which, you know, we probably could have avoided, hence the penalty, and hence we didn't appeal it. We felt it was proper. So.
Arthur, what are some of the clear differences you've seen now that Dan Quinn's regime is, in full swing? Yeah.
I think, probably more than anything, like someone was asking me earlier how to feel about the team. Like every owner, we're now looking like we're ready to go to the Super Bowl. So, but there are 32 owners that probably feel that way looking at training camp. But I think that everything we had hoped for with Dan in terms of the enthusiasm, the energy, the drive, the competitiveness, the looking for what he calls grit, ability to not give up and compete, and to just keep going. I think that's what he looks for in his players, and there's a lot of competition out there right now. So it's great, and he had a wonderful offseason. I mean, he worked great with Thomas and Scott and others, and I was able to see a lot myself personally and appreciate it.
What's the biggest surprise so far?
I'm sorry?
What was your biggest surprise so far right now?
Not really any surprises. I mean, we have two of our running backs are out with hamstrings right now, and that part of that's a reflection of the speed in which this coach drives practices and the offense and the defense. I mean, it's an offense and defense that's going to call for a lot of movement, a lot of speed, so it's going to put an emphasis on being in great shape.
So will Rich be applying for reinstatement? Is that where we're at right
I think,
now?
I don't think he'll be applying for it necessarily. I think he's going up. He'll have a discussion with the commissioner, probably with Jeff Bash, maybe others, and Troy Vincent, and see how that shapes out. It certainly has my blessings and my support. Roger knows that, and Rich knows that.
Great guys. Last one.
What is it about Military Appreciation Day that's so important to you to put an emphasis on it?
Well, it just, it gives an opportunity, to acknowledge in words the feelings we have about our military. And they have all five branches represented out here today. And they have the fans come out the way they did is magnificent. You can't say enough about what our military does for us in some very far away places under some really tough set of circumstances. So anyway, we can say thank you to them. We want to do that.